The Lord is our help and our shield. These Wells Military Services devotions are intended for everyone, but especially for our military personnel and their families.
From the book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 12, beginning with verse 6, come these words the Holy Spirit inspired King Solomon to write. Remember your Creator before the silver cord is snapped and the golden bowl is broken, before the jar is shattered by the spring and the water wheel is broken by the well, and the dust goes back into the ground just as it was before, and the spirit goes back to God who gave it. The title of the devotion is On the Edge of Nevermore. Life is lived on the edge of time. Yesterday is gone. Tomorrow is not here. We cannot go back in time to relive even a moment. We cannot jump ahead for even a second. We live only from breath to breath until we breathe no more. An old song tells a story of a life being counted down. It begins, "My grandfather's clock was too large for the shelf, so it sat 90 years on the floor." The song ends talking about that clock, 90 years without slumbering, his life seconds numbering. It stopped short, never to go again, when the old man died. For him, time stopped, never to go again. Everything he had done, everything he had planned, everything he held in his grasp, nevermore. He had lived his entire life from one tick of the clock to another. When he was young, he probably gave no thought to the possibility he might not live to the next tick of time. Hopefully that changed. Hopefully he heeded the words of King Solomon. If only he remembered his Creator before he stepped across the threshold of nevermore. Grandfather clocks were not part of life in Solomon's day, so he used other illustrations. Each one pictured the sudden loss of something special. In each case, something is broken and cannot be repaired. Nevermore can it be used. A silver cord is snapped. A golden bowl is broken. A jar to hold water is shattered. And a wheel to bring up water from a well no longer works. That which was treasured, that which was important, that which was needed in life is no more. They are gone from life. And then one day, life is gone. As important as we humans are, as much as we might accomplish in life, as much as we might claim as our own, in the end, we have nothing and are nothing but dust. The Creator told the first human the blunt truth. By the sweat of your brow you will eat your food until you return to the ground, since from it you were taken. For dust you are, and to dust you will return. Genesis 3:19. The descendants of Adam need to remember that. We need to remember we are the creation of the Holy Almighty God. We need to remember that our sin has condemned us to death. Our bodies will return to dirt. But that is not the end of our life. There is a life after this life. We need to remember that. We need to remember that we will face our Creator. He is the one who decrees how long we will live on this earth. He is the one who issues the command, nevermore, to all that is part of this life. But we also need to remember that He has announced death has been conquered for us. The psalmist shouts out, "I will not die but live, and will proclaim what the Lord has done." Psalm 118, verse 17. How can he say that? He can say that, and so can we, because that is what the Creator and Savior God has said. Jesus has declared, "I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me will live, even though he dies. And whoever lives and believes in me will never die." John 11:25. This changes things. We need not worry about the clock of our life coming to a stop. We need not be concerned that everything in this earthly life will pass away. We need not fear when our soul separates from our body. Nevermore will we need the essentials and joys of this present existence. We can be glad to get rid of all the trappings of this life. We can say, "Good riddance." We don't need them. The best that we have found in this life does not compare with that which awaits the heirs of glory. Listen to this assurance of faith. "Thou wilt show me the path of life. In thy presence is fullness of joy. At thy right hand there are pleasures forevermore." Psalm 16, verse 11. Forget nevermore. We live on the edge of a glorious evermore. We pray, Eternal Father, strong to save, remind us of the shortness of this earthly life. Remind us of your victory over death. Remind us again and again that fullness of joy awaits your people forevermore. Amen.
This message has been produced by Wells Military Services. For additional devotions or to learn more about Wells' ministry to the military, go to wells.net/military. Wherever the Lord leads you to serve Him, remember these words of Scripture: God's faithfulness will be your shield.